Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the studio, Pastor Phil Ayres from Kingdom City. How you doing?
Hey, going great. Loving this cooler weather. And the crazy traffic that's out there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, actually not loving that as much.
At least you're honest. Hey, we asked you to come in and help us out with our marriages, help them go super, super strong. Today, you've given us a topic of hearing God's voice as a team.
Yeah.
All right, where do you want to go with this?
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about husbands and wives learning to work together as a team in terms of your spirituality, being guided by God, divine guidance. How do we do it as a team? It's hard enough to hear God on your own as an individual, but how do couples do it? And this is a rhetorical question, but how do couples do it where they actually are able to hear God together? So I reckon that's such a great topic to talk about. And not being too super spiritual, I want to be practical in talking about that as well.
I think, yeah, we totally need it because everyone can take different things from what they're hearing from God.
Yep.
So if you're both not, how do you do that with someone who's also interpreting it differently to you?
Exactly. Yeah. No, well, hang on a minute. Same God.
What's happening here? And what if you as a couple want different things?
Mm. Yeah.
And there's a whole issue of my own personal desire. How does that get in the way? And can I trust you as my spouse with allowing you to have a part in determining the direction we take and waiting on God? And how do I know you're not just making it up for your own agenda?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know that everyone out there is so pure and clean in their thinking. They would never even entertain that idea. But it's possible to be struggling with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think let me just start with a foundational idea. The foundational idea of being able to function hearing the voice of God is the idea in Luke 10:27 that says, "My sheep," this is Jesus who said this, he said, "My sheep hear my voice. Mm. I know them and they follow me."
Oh, I love that.
Such a beautiful, simple verse. And what it literally means is if you are a child of God, the true essence of being able to know God is to hear him in some way. You sense his direction and guidance. And so on that foundation, we then are challenged with the idea that when couples come together, they're diametrically opposed in terms of the way they function. They're different.
Oh boy, are they?
So if one person hears God in one way, I'll guarantee you their spouse will hear God in the exact opposite. Mm. And so that's the dilemma. You have the divine promise of heaven, but you also have the human condition of difference.
Yep.
And so the challenge of growing together is the ability to work as one and be able to give and receive trust in working together to find the voice and direction.
Where does this start? How do we start to work together to
hear
God's voice? Yeah, what are the basics?
Okay, so I think, first of all, it's difficult to talk about it conceptually unless you talk about an example. Mm-hmm. So let's say, for example, one person feels strongly that there's a direction in their heart to go overseas. They want to go and live somewhere else and believe that's the right step for them. And in their own thoughts and their belief, they believe that there's a direction from God to do that. Now, what do they do? So the first thing I would say to a couple who are thinking about a major decision,
big change,
is number one, don't rush it. Allow God to take you through a process. And sometimes circumstances don't allow that. But I'm saying the bigger the decision, the longer the decision time frame should be. So when Sue and I, for example, are going to approach something like this, the first thing we'll do is both pray. We'll both talk to God. That sounds very basic and simple.
Separately or together?
Separate and together. So we'll come together and we'll talk about that, and then we'll just bring that issue simply to God and say, "God, here's what either me or my wife is considering. We're just going to bring that to you right now, and we want you to speak to us, help us to understand." And then we'll also individually pray and take time to reflect and then come back together.
Big question a lot of people have is, what if the one person gets a download from God, the other doesn't? What do? You just go blindly trust?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. Great question. And actually, Beck was just saying something about how in experience she went through. Tell us that story.
So I was just saying how my husband felt a prompt from God. He'd been at a company for about 15 years, and he felt a prompt that he needed to resign from his job and go in a completely different path. So he started community service. But then from that, a different position opened up at work, which he wouldn't have been able to do if he hadn't resigned.
Wow.
So then led him to what he really wanted to do.
And your role in that, how did you negotiate that with him feeling that strongly? Yeah. What was your...
Well, he came to me and said, hey, you know, this is what I'm feeling. Here's what I'm thinking of doing. And I just had to trust him. I'm like, all right, well...
Wow, that's fantastic.
Because it's a bit, like, it's a job. Like, it's your life. Like, you need it with things like that.
Sure.
It's scary.
But what I love there is that your willingness to make a decision to trust. And that's one of the key elements of great teamwork as a couple. Whether it's on natural issues or spiritual issues, the element of trust is your capacity to move forward at any given speed. And so we should always be working at building trust among ourselves as a couple. And so let me just give you one more Bible verse, which I love. It's Mark 16, verse 20. And the Mark 16:20 says, the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word with accompanying signs. Mm. Here's what I've found to be true in the 34 years of my marriage and the people that I know. When God gives one or both of us a word, he confirms his word to us with signs that actually follow. As strange as that sounds, there is things that just confirm that word, whether it's internally in our sense of peace and internal confirmation and our unity, or whether it's things that happen externally. We've found all the way through our journey that there's been an overriding grace of God to confirm his word. So what I want to say to people is, if you're seeking God and you're trying to work together as a team, number one, have patience, allow time. But number two, recognize that when you make a decision, God is with you. And he can, this is the revelation I had, if God can speak to me, he can actually speak to my wife. Mm. He knows her name and address. And so if it's really a God thing and it's not me just having a, you know, a hot flush and an excited moment, then he can confirm that. And so many times in our journey, he has done that when I've left jobs, like you were saying, a change of... In fact, one time I left a great job that I had as a crisis care worker, and I was so concerned about the change of season. God woke my wife's best friend up in the middle of the night with a dream.
Wow.
And in the dream, she saw us being shaken out of a Coke can and God opening the lid and letting us out and releasing us into something new. And
that's amazing.
So she told her that in the middle of her having her second baby.
Wow.
Thank you, Pastor Carolyn Carello, if you're listening. And she just spoke straight into her. But God speaks at the language you understand personally.
It's funny that you said about look for God's peace, because in that situation with Evan and I, that's all I felt.
Wow.
It was peace. So
wow.
It was
that's awesome.
All right, it'd be a big turbulent time, but it was the peace is what got us through it.
I guess the answer to today is look for that peace, because there'll be a few people that will be, you know, at a crossroad. They don't know what to do. One of them feels like, okay, I feel to do this, but obviously there's a lot of scary thoughts that come with that if you don't have confirmation from your wife or you're asking for signs and you're not getting anything else.
Yep.
Is the take home, hey, look, if there's peace, you do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that peace is the guidance system. In fact, the book of Philippians says to us that we should pray about everything. And when we do, when we bring it to God, the peace of God, which exceeds understanding, will be present. It will be our guidance system. Mm. And we should hold on to that.
Mm. It's brilliant.
Brilliant. So good. Hearing God's voice as a team. If you missed any of this, don't worry. Don't stress. You can head online 98five.com and listen to it on demand. But Pastor Philiers, thank you yet again for coming in and helping us out. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98five.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.